personally go out for what he has done in your life. Thank him for answers to your prayer since the 14 days of glory started. Give God a praise this morning. Let him hear your voice. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you that I'm alive this morning. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for strength and grace to be able to wait on you. Thank you for bringing me and my household to see the last day of the 14 days of glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for strength. We thank you for grace. I thank you for visitation. I thank you for answers to my prayers. I thank you, Lord, that whenever I call upon you, you are always there to answer me. You did not hide your face from me. Sometimes I wonder, who am I that you are mindful of me? I am grateful for answers to my prayers. I am grateful for taking delight in me. I am grateful that before I call, you answer. I'm grateful for not hiding your face from me. I'm grateful for loving me so much. I'm grateful for calling me out of darkness into your marvelous light. I'm grateful for always hearing me. I'm grateful for visiting me always. I'm grateful for turning around. I'm grateful that whenever I call upon you, both for my own life, you answered me speedily. Whenever I call upon you, both for my family, you answer me speedily. Whenever I call upon you for your church, you answer me speedily. Lord, I am grateful. Personally, this morning, I have come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. I have come to say thank you. Lord, you have been so good. How can I forget your goodness? How can I forget your grace? How can I? How can I? How can I forget? How can I? How can I? How can I forget? How can I? How can I? How can I forget? How can I? How can I? How can I forget? God of mercy and grace, I have come to pay my due. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, always. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. I thank you. Now, thank you for the testimony that was shared this morning. Thank him because God has done it. God has done it. God has done it. Thank God for all this amazing testimony. Give God the glory this morning, for he has done it. Our God is good. Faithful is our God. Righteous is our God. Mighty is our God. Glorious is our God. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for these testimonies that were shared this morning. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for strength. We are grateful for answered prayer. We are grateful for testimony. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I want you to turn your Bible with me to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, the last chapter of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 13. Nehemiah 13. Nehemiah 13. Nehemiah 13. The last chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 13, and I'm going to read verse 31. So the last chapter and the last verse of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 13, verse 31. The Bible made us to understand that, and for the wood offering at times, appointed. And for the first fruits, remember me, O my God, for good. I want you to stretch forth your hand this morning. Nehemiah, oftentimes, if you go through the book of Nehemiah, he was a godly man, a servant of God, that God committed great vision to his hand, God helped him. But in between, you will hear Nehemiah praying this prayer, remember me, O Lord, for good. And indeed, God remembered him and his household. Maybe you are here this morning and you are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. I want you to know that the same Jesus is coming back again. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, do well to send your detail to the brother that led us in the testimony. Now, stretch forth your hand. This morning, we have given God thanks for the 14 days of glory, for what he has done, testimony, prophetic utterance, strength for everyone, even for the fulfillment of his word, personal, family, corporate practitioners that have been turned to testimony, and many more, and what he's about to do even today. I pray for you, the God of heaven, who remembered Nehemiah for all his sacrifices. That same God bless you in the name of Jesus. That same God bless your household in the name of Jesus. That same God bless Jesus' house in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, the Lord will remember you for good. Even as we round up the prayer and fasting today, today marked the beginning of greater level of glory to be revealed in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As the Lord remembered Nehemiah and lifted him up, I pray for you, you will enjoy all round lifting in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, even for the rest of your life, descendant after you, we eat from the fruit of this spiritual labor in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, all your petitions in the name of Jesus that are yet to be manifested. Speedily, you shall see them before the end of this year in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, you will never go down. Spiritually, you will never go down. Physically, you will never go down. Health-wise, you will never go down. Financially, you will never go down. All your undertakings today, the Lord will go ahead of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus, you will enjoy favor in the sight of God and all men. And by the time we gather in the evening again for the last day of the prayer, in the name of Jesus, you'll be singing a new song. You'll be dancing to the glory of God. I pray in the name of Jesus, what God has done in your life is permanent. The enemy will not snatch it away. There are many more on the way. I pray for you, you will not miss them in the name of Jesus. The Lord causes his face to shine upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover you and your household with the blood of Jesus. Cover all members of Jesus with the blood of Jesus. Your extended family with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. And the people of God will shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship be with us now forevermore.